give him some praise. Acts chapter number 9, beginning at verse number 17. An enemy that no longer exists. An enemy that no longer exists. In life, we often find ourselves worried about stuff. Afraid of stuff, wondering how things are going to turn out. And the truth of the matter is, the stuff that we worry about the most, the thing that we think is going to take us out, it really never happens to us. What you need to understand this morning is that when God calls you, He also clears the path. And so when God says go, and God is ordering your steps, everything that you need to get to your destination is already worked out. All God wants you to do is relax and ride. Now sometimes on the ride, the road is going to get a little bumpy. Sometimes on the ride, things are going to shift and things are going to move. And when things begin to shift and to move, understand that God is still in control. Just because I'm going through something hasn't changed who God is. You got to know who God is before you get in the battle in order to know what He's able to do to get you out of the battle. See, going through something, trying to get to know God, it's a rough time, a rough place to be. Because as you begin to go through, God needs to know you before the battle starts. He needs to know your voice because He has heard you before. And see, when you begin to talk to God and God begin to talk back to you, God has a way of making everything crooked. He makes it straight. And so here we are worried about something, trying to debate on how we're going to do it, how it's going to work out, and God is saying, but I already took care of that. He has already taken care of your enemies. Remember what God said about you, and that is, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Now that doesn't mean that you're not going to go through something, but it means at the close of the day, you still stand. The bills may be late, but before this month is out, I paid them, thank God for it. And I paid what I could pay, and that what I could not pay, it's all right with me. I'm not going to worry about it. They need to worry about it. An enemy that doesn't exist. Now, this is a story about two young men. One name is Ananias, the other one name is Saul. Now, we talked Wednesday how Saul was on the road to Damascus. He was walking on the road to Damascus. He met Jesus. Jesus asked him, why do you kick against the prick? He says, now, I got to change. So, he changed his life. So, when he met Jesus, God sent him in a different direction. You can't walk in the same direction that you used to walk before you met Jesus. You can't do the same thing. You can't say the same stuff. You can't even hang out with the same people. Let me tell you something about people. When you begin to go through something, God has a way of shifting because God wants to talk to you. Sometimes we got everybody around us, everybody giving us advice, and God is saying, if you just talk to me, if you just humble yourself to me, I'll speak back to you.
Yes. I hear you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Ananias is worried about one thing. Paul is dealing with something else. Paul or Saul is on the road to Damascus. God sent him to another place. So here he is with papers in hand. He has the authority to arrest the Christians, but God says, I don't want you to do that. God has a way of arresting your enemies. Those that are against you, God has a way of freezing them. God has a way of blocking them. God says, now listen, you got to understand that I'm going to put a hedge of protection all around you. People are going to come, but it won't work. See, when God says I'm a part of the plan, you need to understand He's not a part of the plan. He is the plan. Now when God is the plan, everything is going to work out. So Paul is concerned over because he went to the government, he asked for papers to kill the Christian. He now has the papers in his hand. They heard Paul was coming to town. They anticipated him coming. They looked forward to him killing Christians. But instead of coming riding on a white horse, he is being led because now he's blind.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that something? The way that you thought you were going to make a grand entrance, God turned that thing around. The way your enemies thought they were setting you up, God turned that thing around. They thought you were going to slip. They thought you were going to fall. Now look at you still standing, because God is making a way out of no way. All you got to do is trust him. So Saul finds himself being led into the city. Now as he's led into the city, he can't see, and he's being led by the same people that he once had planned to kill. Now at the same time Saul is being led in the city, Ananias got instructions from God over on the other side of town. The same time your enemy is planning against you, God is preparing you. The same time your enemy is digging a ditch for you, God is putting a bridge over your troubled water. The same time folks think that you're going to fall, God is saying, watch me. I'm going to lift you right here, because I'll take your enemies and I'll make them your footstool. You need to begin to thank God for every enemy, every lie, every hater, every naysayer, everything that came against you. All of that stuff is just footstools. All of that stuff is to take you higher. If they never lied on you, you never would have known how faithful God is. If your bills were never past due, you would never know that God was a wild beast. So sometimes, when you think God is sleeping, God is saying, no, I'm not sleeping. I'm setting you up. Saul is on one side of town being led in, looking totally different and weak than what he thought he was going to come into town.
Come on now.
Ananias is on the other side of town. And Ananias is saying, because God just told him, you want me to go to Saul and tell Saul something about some Jesus that he really may not be saved. Because you know when folk have a bad experience on their road to Damascus and they found Jesus and they found the Lord. Yeah, you found them until a better time comes.
All right.
God told Ananias, says, go and lay hands on Saul. And I'm sure Ananias did the 2012 thing.
Come on, sir.
You want me to do what? Have you ever talked to God and God talked back to you? And when God talked to you, he act like he don't know you? Because if you knew me, you wouldn't ask me to do that. Because I may look cool on the outside, but I'm shaking on the inside. Do God ever talk to you, tell you to do something, and you say, God, I can't do that? But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's why you got to be careful how you treat God's children. Because the Bible says, touch not thy anointed and do that prophet no harm. See, you mess around and run up on the right one or the wrong Christian who just got through fasting, just got through in prayer with God. You run up on him because he only weighs a buck 25, and you find out that on the inside of him is a giant killer. And that's on you, on the inside of you. You got the power to overcome on the inside of you. You got the power to get through your fear on the inside of you. You got the faith to walk it out on the inside of you. Can't nothing or no one stop you, because on the inside of you, you got to understand about a Christian is that he's more than what he looks like. If you don't think that a Christian is anointed, go try. Go try. Oh, it's nothing to him. Go try. And when you find out that God says, touch not my anointed, and you understand that you put your hand on God's child, and then all of a sudden nothing is going right in your life. But in that life that you thought you would destroy, God keep opening doors. God keep paying bills. God keep paying off bills. God keep fixing credit. God keep employing folks. God keep doing the super. supernatural. He keep on healing because that's the kind of God that he is. Satan and I says, God, you want me to go over there and you want me to talk to Saul. Now, Saul got papers to kill Christians and you want me, a Christian, to go talk to him. Come on, God, give me something better. Tell me to pray for somebody, but don't send me there. Sometimes God wants you to show up in the fight. Sometimes God really wants you to be there. It's not your battle, but he wants you to be a witness to it. It's not yours, but he wants you to show up so that somebody can see God is in the place. See, sometimes when you show up, you got to understand that the power of God shows up with you. Until you show up, church doesn't stop. Until you show up, healing doesn't stop. Until you show up, casting out devils doesn't stop. Until you show up, the breakthrough doesn't stop. And so Ananias says, you want me to go and talk to Saul? So Ananias, watch this. I'm almost done. Ananias is on this side of town worried what's going to happen with Saul when Saul gets to him. Saul is on the other side of town worried about how is Ananias going to receive him because he's not the threat that he used to be. Somebody here is worried about a threat that no longer exists. You worried about an enemy that no longer exists. What you worried about when you begin to pray, God sent that angel ahead of you and he already calmed that thing. He already tamed that thing. What you worried about, you shall not see. Saul comes. He's sitting in the house. He's praying. Now God is so specific that he told Ananias, I want you to go see Saul. He's on Straight Street. That's what the Bible says. So he's on Straight Street. In other words, it's a clear shot to him. It's a clear shot to your blessings. I know you think your blessings are on hold. I know you think somebody is blocking them, but it's a straight shot to your blessings. I know you've been fighting long enough. God is saying, I cleared that path. It's a straight shot right now. You've been praying. You've been seeking God long enough. It's a straight shot right now. Don't worry about your left and to your right. God says it's a straight shot. God says, I'll control the winds and the waves. It's a straight shot right now. Ananias says, okay, I'll listen. I'll be obedient to God. Now watch his willingness. He goes and he finds Saul doing exactly what God said he would do. When he says, God says, now you'll find Saul and he's going to be praying. When he got there, Saul was praying. He simply walked to Saul and he says, Brother Saul. You got to get this thing. When he says, Brother Saul, in other words, what he's saying is that I trust God that you're not going to do what you kept praying to do. He came to do one thing, but God arrested that. You need to praise God this morning because the enemy set a hat against you, but God arrested that thing. The naysayer sent some bad words against you, but God arrested that thing. The enemy thought you were out, but God arrested that thing. You need to praise God this morning because God is in the arresting business this morning. When God begins to arrest things, God is saying what you thought you had to deal with, you won't have to deal with. All you got to do is be obedient to me. And so when he finds Ananias, Ananias is already sitting where he's supposed to be with Saul. He's already sitting with Saul, and because he's now sitting with Saul, all God has to do is just allow his will to be done. He goes and he touches, he says, Brother Saul, Brother Saul. He says, in essence, God got a will, got a plan for you. All you got to do is get up. And the Bible declares that when Saul got up, the first thing Saul did, he began to preach the gospel in the synagogue. And when he began to preach the gospel, he moved from being in the will of God to making folk wonder. Somebody's wondering about you this morning. Because you're not supposed to be smiling the way that you're smiling this morning. Somebody's wondering about you. Because you're not supposed to be looking as well as you're looking this morning. Somebody's wondering about you. Because they thought you were out. They thought you were through. They thought they destroyed you. But you've got them wondering this morning. And they're trying to figure you out. You can't figure them coming in close. An enemy that no longer exists. What you've been worried about, God is saying, when I call you, I cleared that thing for you. All you got to do now is just walk it out. Just walk it out. You don't have to fight. Just walk it out. As you begin to walk by your haters and they begin to roll their eyes at you, that's all right, baby. Keep on blessing me. And the Lord is blessing me. Keep on the eyes. Right now. Oh, right now. Because God is opening those doors for me. And as they sit and they wonder, how are you doing this? And you say, I'm just walking it out. That's all I'm doing. I'm just walking it out. Can't you sit down? No, God's been too good to me. I can't sit down. I gotta walk this thing out. Can't you shut up? No, no, no. Can't shut up. I got to get him some praise. You gotta get him some praise this morning. No, 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 baby. You can't make me be still. You can't make me be quiet. I'm gonna walk this thing out. And I'm walking it. You gotta understand. Every little step I take, I can't see around the corner. But I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I don't need to see what's around the corner. I just need to trust who's over there. Because my God has promised to supply all of my needs. He promised me that. Can you trust him this morning? Can you trust him this morning? Can you stand on his word this morning? Can you stand on his word? Come on and praise him this morning. Listen, if you're not too cute this morning, let's just pause in conclusion. Let's just give him a Holy Ghost break this morning. Come on and give him some praise this morning. Just come on and praise him this morning. Come on and give him some praise. We are praising for the enemy that no longer exists. We're going to praise him for the stuff he arrested in our life. We're going to praise him for canceling out everything that was coming against us. We're just going to praise him this morning. I wish you'll praise him. I wish you'll praise him. The Bible says, if you don't praise him, just a mark will cry out. And no mark will give him no praise to me. I got some praise up in me. I'm going to give him all the praise. He's been too good to me. Thank you, Lord. He's been too good to me. Has he been good to you? Come on, give him some praise. Get like a fool up in here this morning. Just give him some praise. I don't care about goodness. Just give him some praise. I don't care about what you think. Just give him some praise. I don't care how I look right now. Just give him some praise. Because he's arrested my enemy. He's already took care of that thing. Just give him some praise. Don't you stop praising. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. He's delivered you. Give him some praise. He thinks of me. Give him some praise. Have you got a whole thing in your life? Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Afraid of when you just gave God some praise.
freedom? It's gone. It's gone. Go ahead and tell them about what was scheduled for Tuesday has been canceled. The worries that was on your calendar for Wednesday, erased. The problems that was going to hit you on Thursday, deleted. He's already together.
Always after you.